Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guests are Mr. Don Babcock, Economic Development Director for NIPSCO, and Mr. Kevin Kirkham, Manager of Business Development for NIPSCO. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good morning, Northwest Indiana.
All right,
so glad to be here with Carl and his team. He's done so much for Northern Indiana and particularly Northwest Indiana, but he's a true leader in the green field of having our future energy sources be better and also more environmentally sensitive.
Well, Don, Kevin, thank you, and thank you very much for those kind words. So I think most of our listeners know NIPSCO, but for those who don't, can you give a quick overview of what NIPSCO is and what you do?
Sure. We cover the northern third of the state from the Ohio state line to the Illinois state line. In Northwest Indiana, we provide both natural gas and electricity. But in other areas, for example, South Bend and Fort Wayne and Wabash Valley, we're just the natural gas provider. We are the largest overall utility in the state on the gas side and second largest on the electric.
Wonderful.
About 800,000 customers in general.
It's a lot of customers.
That is. A lot of people are trying to satisfy.
Yeah. And you do a great job also. So when it comes to electric vehicle programs, I know NIPSCO used to offer incentives to help pay for charging station installations at homes and public locations. I understand these programs are no longer offered at the moment, but do you foresee these coming forward in the future?
Yeah, thanks, Carl. Yes, we just recently ended our programs at the beginning of the year. We had some really lucrative programs for customers interested in EVs. We had a time of use rate discount, about 4 cents discount for off-peak charging. And then we also provided earlier incentives to install home charging, and we also helped commercial entities install public charging at their facilities. These programs ended, as you mentioned, at the beginning of the year. We're currently evaluating them. I think they were a very high success. Like all the other programs that we're working on, we're trying to take a holistic approach in analyzing these. And so in 2020, we'll probably come back out with some type of program, maybe be towards the end of the year of 2020, unfortunately. But we're currently under that evaluation process and soon to have programs hopefully available for customers.
Well, I know from working with both of you and a lot of the NIPSCO team, very successful program, and so we would love to see that program come back, not only for Northern Indiana, but for being an example to the rest of the state. So I know renewable energy is becoming an important focus at NIPSCO with the closure of the NIPSCO coal-fired plants and the incorporation of large solar and wind farms to help cover the needed capacity. So for a small residential customer, is there anything that we can do now to help save that?
Well, sure. One of the things that you can do we actually have a green energy rate. So you can buy some portion of your power for your home by calling us and applying for that rate. We've had that for a number of years, and a number of people do take advantage of it. It'd be nice if we had more, frankly, because it sends the right message to us in that encouraging us to do more with renewable. And we like to hear from our customers and our stakeholders to try to make the best decisions possible.
So as Don mentioned, the Green Power Program is probably our least expensive program where we can purchase renewable energy credits on behalf of our customers to signify that they're purchasing green energy and helping that renewable resource. At NIPSCO, as you mentioned, we're doing quite a change in our portfolio, and we're switching our coal-fired fleet to more renewables. And this is really happening because the costs of these renewable energy products are coming down significantly and therefore are more economical than the coal-fired fleets. Customers today that are interested in renewable energy beyond just the Green Power Program that want to install solar on their rooftops today, we have two different types of programs. We have a feed-in tariff and a net metering program where they can install the solar entities and really get paid or get a discount off of their energy bill.
So how would people access that, Kevin?
Great question. So if you're interested in renewable energy, we have some great resources on our website at NIPSCO.com. Just look for our services and renewable energies programs for you, and then you can gain a wealth of information and walk you through the process.
Well, there's also beyond that, too, a lot of energy-saving programs out there. For one, we'll pick up your old refrigerator at your house if it's inefficient and sitting in the garage and using up a lot of electricity. A lot of people don't even recognize that an old refrigerator or an old freezer can be a pretty substantial hit on your electric bill every month. So, and we have a number of rebate programs for lighting and other things, too. So It's a great resource. If you go to NIPSCO.com, and you'll see some ways to save energy on your bill.
Wonderful. You're listening to 89.1 The Lakeshore, Green Fleet Radio. I'm Carl Lissick with our guests today, Mr. Don Babcock and Mr. Kevin Kirkham from NIPSCO. So we've talked a lot about NIPSCO's programs can help, how they can help residential customers. So how do NIPSCO's sustainability efforts impact our business customers?
Well, the important thing for us is to have sustainable and reliable power for the long term. And we were kind of surprised in that we announced a few years ago we were retiring a big portion of our coal fleet. Now we've announced that we're going to retire all of our coal fleet by 2028. We used to have about 85 or 95% of our power was provided by coal. But the market's changed. And in fact, we were kind of surprised that natural gas was, we thought it was going to be competitive with particularly the combined cycle gas turbine. But the renewables came in so much lower that we had to make a good decision for long term for our customers. We expect that over time, because of these decisions, we'll be saving over $4 billion for customers in the long term.
So as we talk about this, Don and Kevin, what about jobs and economic development in NIPSCO territory with some of these changes that you've encountered?
Well, I think the green economy is coming. Now, there aren't any – it's kind of hard to define specifically a green job. But what we're finding more and more is in our companies, they do have a specific focus on energy reliability and also energy efficiency. And the steel mills are one of the great examples. They used to they literally measure labor per ton of steel and also energy usage per ton of steel. And that has been going down tremendously over the last 20 years. And keeping them more efficient and keeping them here in Northwest Indiana, they employ probably in the steel-related business about 20,000 people in Northwest Indiana. So it's important for them to stay healthy.
Absolutely. So as we come to the end of our program, any closing thoughts?
Well, just again, Carl, I want to thank you for your leadership at South Shore Clean Cities. I hope, anyway, that you're allowed to expand your services to the whole northern half of the state of Indiana. You set a great example for all of us, and you always remind me when I see you all the time. I always think of green when I think Carl Lissick. So it's like Hermit says, right, it's not easy being green. So.
I love it, yeah.
And I'll just add that just as a reminder to customers that are out there, there's a lot of resources that NIPSCO has available. Please take advantage of them. They'll save you a lot of energy and therefore dollars in your pocketbook.
Well, gentlemen, as always, thank you very much for all that you do for Northern Indiana. And that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.